What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where
Fredda Dog gives a shout out to Charlotte, who loves animals, especially puppies like her new buddy.
Oh, a puppy named Buddy. Thanks, Charlotte, and thanks, Fred. Oh, I'll give a quick shout out to Oren, who's 5 years old and lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and loves cats and Legos. Well, thank you to Oren as well. And Fred and I can double-team this last shout-out to Bryn.
Bryn is 6 years old and she loves unicorns.
And she loves her cats, Grapes and Scout. Well, thank you, Bryn, Oren, and Charlotte. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and I know I say that I'm excited all the time, but, like, I'm so excited today because I've got Craig Martinson. Does that name sound familiar to you? It should, because Craig Martinson wrote this theme song to What If World, and he's been my best friend since kindergarten. Oh, wait, first grade or kindergarten?
You know, I wish we could claim kindergarten, but we gotta be honest with the people out there, and it was first grade.
It was first grade, okay. Mrs. Abley's class, right?
That is 100% accurate.
And he's on the show today, so say hi, Mr. Craig.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Mr. Craig. And Mr. Eric, thank you for having me. I can't believe it's taken this long. I'm actually offended.
I blew it. I blew it.
Listeners out there know that it's entirely my fault. I've been invited from the beginning. We finally got this time, so I'm ready.
Craig, you are a musician and a teacher and a coach, and you're on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast, so...
That is true.
We haven't lived in the same city for the last 13 plus years.
Also true.
And we're going to get you a story. We have to start off with a question from a listener named Finney. Oh, and Finney's a writing question, actually, so I get to read it. Finney is from New Zealand. He's 6.5 years old, and he loves tigers. And his question is, what if lunchboxes could talk to food?
That's a great question.
I've always, like, thought, you know, because they have that sort of mouth thing, the flap.
Sure, sure.
I love the visual of that, Finney. And now let's get one more question from a patron named Eddie.
I like Souls and Pokemon, and... my what if question is, what if there was a world that you could get your wants before your needs?
Tell them what your name is and where you're from.
My name is Eddie and I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, Mr. Eric.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
So we have to squeeze in Star Wars, Pokemon, and tigers to check off all these boxes today, Craig.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds great to me. And I also wanted to give a thank you to Eddie's sister, Evie, also a big fan of the show, who's asked some great questions. So let's find out, what if lunchboxes could talk to food? And what if we could get our wants before our needs? Craig was such a lucky kid because his mom made him a lunch in his favorite Tigermon Wars lunchbox every day.
Tigermon Wars? I don't remember that.
What are you talking about, kid?
Said Craig's lunchbox.
Yeah, it's me, Tigermon War lunchbox. From your favorite show. You know the one, Craig, right?
How's it go again?
Oh, come on. It's like... Tigermon Wars! Tigers combined with other things doing battle in space! You know, Tigermon Wars!
You know, now that I hear you sing it, yeah, I feel like it's coming back to me.
Yeah, it's like sounds like some other wars or mons or whatever, you know, but it's not.
100% original, unique, undiscovered territory.
Or satirical, take your pick.
Craig is lucky enough that his mom puts together his lunch for him every day. And she makes his favorite sandwich every day as well. Which, of course, is...
peanut butter and jelly.
Wait, I thought it was his favorite sandwich. Hang on.
I loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I've had thousands, and I don't know, it's whatever.
Craig, come on, you don't like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches anymore, what gives?
Oh. I'm just ready for something different, something new, something exciting.
But surely you still love your Tigermon Wars lunchbox, right?
Of course I love my Tigermon Warriors lunchbox. And that's just it. Tigermon Warriors don't just eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They have adventures and they battle space monsters all day.
Oh, so we're just not exciting enough for you. Hey, listen, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're gonna take care of this, okay? I'm all over it. You could trust me, lunchbox.
How could I not trust my talking lunchbox?
Okay, you get the class, you go learn some things, get some arithmetics and whatnot. You better believe we're gonna have this whole thing worked out when you get back.
I am a believer.
So Craig shut his locker and went off to learn.
All right, get out of here, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and whatever this carrot stick creature is. Did you guys hear that?
Oh! Craig says he's bored of me, his favorite sandwich, the peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, this is an emergency. He wants adventure. He wants action. We're just a box and a sandwich. What can we do about that?
Just at that moment, the other part of Craig's lunch started to move. It had looked just like a bunch of carrot sticks stuck together. But as it got up on all fours, the lunchbox and peanut butter and jelly sandwich realized that it was in fact a Tigermon, made entirely out of carrot sticks stuck together by toothpicks.
Yes, Craig needs adventure. Craig needs action. Oh, we can supply that to him. That and so much more,
said Carrot Tiger, the tiger monster made of carrot sticks.
Yes, we shall burn this school to the ground, and then we shall take the ashes and send them into space.
Yeah,
and
then those maybe we space don't ashes. Need to do that. Maybe Craig just needs to eat me.
What?
His favorite sandwich, the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, he will eat indeed. He will eat, action. And adventure ends!
And the Tigermon shot out half a dozen toothpicks. Actually, that sounded more like a dozen toothpicks, maybe.
He shot out a lot of toothpicks! And also toothpicks.
Craig was walking back to his locker alongside his best friend, Eric, who, I forgot I was in this story. What did I sound like as a kid?
Hi!
Yeah, Craig. I think that sounds pretty accurate, Mr. Eric.
Okay, good. Okay.
Craig, we're in the hallway where your locker is. And yet, the hallway looks very strange. Like there's been a space battle or something.
Could it be? My lunchbox said that adventure was around the corner. I just needed to trust him.
Whoa! This adventure looks like too much for me.
As a dozen, or maybe two dozen, toothpicks shot right over young Eric's head.
Ow! There's too many toothpicks and also me talking to me. It's confusing. I'm out of here!
And off Eric ran, leaving Craig by himself in a hallway that looked like it was something out of outer space.
Yes, Craig, you asked for action,
said Carrot Tiger, crawling up to Craig on all four carrot legs. But it wasn't just him. It seemed that all the other lunchboxes in the hallway had spit out their lunches as well. And sandwiches and snacks had turned into a wide variety of Tigermon warriors, all headed towards Craig. Some of them were riding in lunchboxes. Some of them were flying through the air.
I'm a watermelon monster, Tiger. I'm gonna get you.
Here comes the pen, Tigermon.
Yes, prepare to be devoured and destroyed.
You know, seeing a tiger combined with a pen really makes it a lot less scary. And seeing a tiger combined with a watermelon is also not very scary.
So you think, but check this out. Watermelon Tiger Monster, show him what you've got. Okay, Watermelon Tiger Monster fell over and went splat, so he's not gonna get you. But I've got laser toothpicks, so check this action. And they also started exploding.
Craig dove out of the way at the last minute, hiding inside a locker. Craig was huddled inside the locker, fearing the arrival of the Tigermon and all the other lunch monsters.
These tigers combined with random things are a lot more scary and difficult to deal with than I anticipated. If only I had my trusty light sword.
And it shot out of his hand like a laser, making a noise similar to but distinct from other laser-like sword noises. As he carved his way right past through his locker and was surrounded by a horde of lunch monsters.
Oh, there he is! I found the boss! Let's get him!
Oh, I didn't see him disappear into that locker. One of the few lockers that we haven't blown up yet. I really should have seen that coming.
And all the monsters started chasing after him.
En garde, Ruler Tigermon. Have at you, Desk Tigermon. Nice try, Lunch Lady Tigermon. Ha-ha! You'll never get me, Vice Principal Tigermon.
And Craig blasted his way through a whole fleet of Tigermon ships flying around in their lunchboxes. But just as he turned the corner, thinking he was victorious, there was a horde of Tigermon barreling towards him at lightning speeds, blasting lasers and lunch and like old tuna fish, you know, and that sometimes you get that in a sandwich and it's just been in the locker all day and you don't want that thrown at you, but there it is.
Disgusting.
And Craig had no choice but to run for the hills or the next classroom. Craig found himself within the math class, huddling underneath a desk.
Hey, Craig! Hey, it's me, Tigermon Wars Lunchbox, and Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich.
We were the only ones that didn't turn against you.
Oh, I would never turn against you, Craig. I'm your favorite sandwich, Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Yeah, and we flew away in this locker, and I called it the Millennial Locker, because it's a locker. And you're a millennial, technically, because of your age.
Yeah, so you're saying this locker was born in 1984, got it.
Roughly, that's exactly what I'm saying, which is why the name Millennial Locker is not infringing on any kind of copyrights or trademarks. Jump in!
And Craig jumped in the locker, just as the horde of monsters busted in through the door.
Oh, man, there's too many of them.
I know what to do. Craig! Just eat your lunch, your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can't go wrong.
Eat your lunch. Eat your lunch. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you're a genius. We'll just wait for the Tigermons to eat all the teachers and the bleachers and the other creatures. And when they're done eating their lunch, they'll be so full that we can defeat them.
You know, all this action has made me awfully hungry. Maybe PB&J is right, and I just need to eat my lunch.
But the action, the adventure,
the toothpicks of doom.
Carrot Tiger, the Tigermon warrior, was on top of him. Its carroty stick legs poking him in his ribs and stuff.
You know, Carrot Tigermon, you're really not that scary.
What?
I've never liked carrots.
What?
And your voice is annoying.
Oh, what?
So I'm just gonna flick you across the room and eat my sandwich.
Okay, but you still have to eat at least half of your carrots or your mother will be mad!
PB&J, I was a fool. You are my favorite sandwich. Chomp.
And as Craig took a bite into his sandwich friend, all the other Tigermons and lunch creatures and flying lunchboxes and various lasers disappeared. And there was Craig, sitting at a lunch table beside his best friend, Eric.
Oh, hey, Craig! You back! You were daydreaming, it seemed like.
Wow, that was crazy, young Mr. Eric with an incredibly high voice.
You don't have to call me young Mr. Eric. I'm just Eric, your friend. We're in school together. This is how I talk.
Absolutely. My mistake.
And Craig took another big, delicious bite of his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, PB&J, what have I done? You're my friend.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
He was just an imaginary peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches can't really talk, Craig. And I should know, I'm a lunchbox.
Can lunchboxes talk?
Wait, can lunchboxes talk?
I don't know, but you've definitely got to eat some of these carrots.
Yuck.
Or you'll be in big trouble.
The end. Craig, we did it. We told the story.
Mr. Eric, that was unbelievable. And seeing our childhood selves and hearing your high-pitched, whiny childhood voice really warmed my heart.
I had so much fun, and really, kids at home, I don't think What If World would be here if not for this guy. It's not just because he wrote the best theme song. It's that, like, we created our own imaginary worlds together ever since we were kids. So is there anything you want to tell the kids about, and the folks at home, the parents as well?
I would just like to say it's such an honor to be here, and I'm so glad that everyone is enjoying the theme song, which I loved writing and performing. To the kids and families out there, just keep creating. Don't be afraid to be different and unique and original, and let your imagination wander. And I think that's something that myself and Mr. Eric have done since we were kids.
Yeah.
I love doing it as a kid, and I love doing it as an adult. And I just like to say that there may be a What If World album in the works. So look forward to some more music that we hope you will enjoy.
Yes. Craig, thank you again so much for being on the show today. And tell your mom, Andrea, that I reminded you to eat your carrots.
Yes. And she will also know that I didn't. But Mr. Eric, thank you so much. This has been so fun. And honestly, I hope I get to do it again someday.
I can't wait for the day.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. And kids, I don't even think I'm gonna, you know how every day I end on a lesson? Craig gave you your lesson today, and I think that's a good one to walk away with. So I'm just gonna say thank you to him and Karen O'Keefe and all you kids at home who are still listening and imagining. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Coming soon, the awesome adolescent Lion Rangers.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.